It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me on the air today is Dr. Donna Givens at Star Valley Health. Good morning, Dr. Givens. How are you today?
Hi, Duke. I'm great. Thanks.
I appreciate you stopping by. Some changes coming to how blood work is handled at Star Valley Health, I understand. And before we get into that, tell us what you do at Star Valley Health and what your role is.
Sure. I am a family physician at the Afton Clinic at Star Valley Health, and I see patients of all ages in the office, anywhere from infants to older ages, and take care of the whole family.
Perfect. And remind us how long you've been at Star Valley Health.
It'll be a year in June. So
excellent. Well, Dr. Givens, you've been here enough to kind of get a grasp on how things are working at Star Valley Health, and it sounds like a change was needed. So tell us what's happening here and what the change actually is.
Sure. Well, this is a change about how we do the health fair labs. Some of you may be familiar with this program, and just a few changes coming up on how those are ordered and how we get results to patients. So previously, a patient was coming into the lab and choosing health fair labs. We now are going to require a doctor's signature on the health fair lab form. So what that means is that if you have a primary care doctor at Star Valley Health or at another facility, you can just have them ask them for the lab form to be signed. Sometimes that may require a visit, sometimes it may not. It kind of depends on the circumstances. And that way we are basically making sure each patient is getting the right test done, considering all the factors like their family history, their health history, what medications they're on. And we're trying to make sure everyone gets the tests that they actually need. Plus, after we get the results back, we're going to be in touch with you directly about those results. And so you'll get, you won't get the form in the mail anymore with the results, but your actual doctor will be in touch with the results. And we're trying to get better care to patients regarding their labs this way.
Okay. So Dr. Givens, when you talk about how it used to be and now how it's going to be, it's almost like it was just so easy and convenient previously, right? But then you think, well, if I'm not getting the right work and I'm not getting the right lab test done, I mean, how convenient really is that, right? And so I can see how this is all to better in the long run make it easier and better for the patient.
Right. We, especially as family doctors, we want people to understand it's not just about your numbers. It's about the whole person. And sometimes there's things that people may not realize they need screenings for, cancer screenings or things we might find on a regular physical exam that need to be addressed. And we just want to make sure we're getting people the primary care that they need and not just, checking numbers every year. So,
Dr. Givens, who should be getting these lab tests done?
Well, that depends on your age and on your circumstances. So most of the time, that's why we want to start with a physical exam and talk about that type of thing. Check your blood pressure, check your other health screenings, and then we can determine what labs would be best for each patient.
On a typical basis, does this happen annually or how often?
That, again, depends on the person. Younger people definitely don't need labs every year if they're healthy and not on any medications. But as you get older, the frequency definitely increases. Also, if you're if you had problems last year that need to be rechecked and that type of thing. So,
Dr. Donna Givens with Star Valley Health in studio. Dr. Givens, just one more time, just summarize the changes that are happening.
Sure. If you want to get a health fair lab panel done, which is a great way to save cost on lab panels, you would need to be in touch with your primary care doctor and just ask them to sign the form for you, or they may say that you're due for a visit, in which case you can discuss the form together. Then we can get those labs done for you, and your primary care doctor or provider will be in touch with you about the results directly so that you get all of the details on what the results mean.
And this is starting now?
Starting May 1st.
May 1st. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Givens, thank you for your time. Anything we missed?
I think that covers it.
All right. Dr. Donna Givens this morning with Star Valley Health on the Weekday Wake Up.